This is Good News Hour, and your speaker again at this time is David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado, coming to you with another message from the Gospel by St. John. In a previous broadcast, we spoke on the first 10 verses of this chapter. I'm going to give us a message on the same chapter, but we're going to go over some of the things that we did not mention in the past broadcast. I want to speak to us on the fold and the door and the porter and the shepherd and the sheep and the hireling and the wolf. All of these are found in the 10th chapter of the Gospel by St. John, bringing before us we have something in this world besides the good shepherd that gave his life for the sheep. We have a hireling and we have a wolf. These destroy the sheep and these kill the sheep, but he said, I am come that they might have life. So one would take the lives of men and women and the other would destroy the lives of men and women. These things were given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. This is one of the things that he said in this 10th chapter of the Gospel by John. All that ever came before me were thieves and robbers. Listen to that again, beloved friends. And these fell from the lips of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All that ever came before me, claiming to be the Christ and claiming to be the Savior, they were thieves and robbers. So, beloved friend, there's the good shepherd and there's the bad man in this same chapter of the Gospel by St. John. Well, first of all, let me say there is a fold. And a hymn writer once said, there is a fold whence none can stray, its pastures evergreen. A fold, that's the place of safety and protection. And following that, there is the door. Now, they say that in the eastern countries, that the shepherd himself became the door of the fold. In fact, when the sheep were on the inside, then the shepherd lay at the door so that if any wild animals or anything destructive, any thief or robber came, they first of all had to meet with the shepherd that lay at the door. Now, beloved friends, we have again before us the fold. That's a place of safety. That's a place of security because our Savior stands at the door, watches the door, and the Word of God says again, and the Lord knoweth them that are his. Now, beloved friends, in this chapter and in the Word of God, there are two kinds of sheep. There are the saved sheep, there are the lost sheep, and I remember the time in my history when I was a lost sheep. But I can say today in the language of a hymn, I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that went astray, put his loving arms around me, brought me back unto his way. Lost, and I realized I was lost, and let me tell you, I found in my heart and soul a feeling after God, reaching after, and I did not know how to find him. Let me tell you something else, beloved friend. My father was an excellent preacher, and I was reared in a Christian home. I did not know the way of salvation. I did not understand how men and women could be saved. And I was lost. I was in the dark. I was blinded. In fact, the Word of God says, blinded by the god of this world, the god of this age, and that is the devil himself. But our Savior came, and he came with one object and purpose in view, and that was to open the eyes of the blind. I remember for the first time in my life when my eyes were open to see from the Word of God how that God could forgive my sins and save my soul on a righteous ground. I was a lost, guilty sinner on my way to doom and destruction, but I heard this night that in the language of John 5 and verse 24, we have these words, verily, verily, I say unto you, and our Savior himself is the speaker. And again, let me say, I say unto you, those of you at this moment that may be listening to my voice, these are the words not of the preacher, but the preacher is repeating the words of our Savior. I say unto you. Now, he is speaking. Now listen again to this. He that heareth my word, first of all he speaks, and what is he going to say, or what did he say? And he says, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. For the first time in my life, at the end of a gospel meeting, I could say, I heard that word tonight. There it is in the Bible. Now the next thing is, do I believe what God says? I could say that night, well, Lord, for the first time, I heard your voice. I believe what you did for me when you went to the cross. You died for my sins, and then you offer everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My beloved friends, think of this. The great God of heaven is a great giver. I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. Now note what follows. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand. My Father which gave them to me is greater than all men, and none is able to pluck them out of my hand. We are safe. We are secure. We are protected. And we thank God we shall be both now and for through all eternity. Well, I brought before us a fold. That's the place where the shepherd gathers the sheep. Then he said about that fold, he said, I am the door, the way of access into the sheepfold. Or in the 9th verse of this same chapter, he says, I am the door. By me, the person, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. He shall be saved. Now, beloved friends, you need to be saved if you haven't been saved. Well, someone says, I joined the church, and I went forward, and I was baptized. Let me ask you a question again. Have you ever been saved? And do you have eternal life? Nothing less than salvation and eternal life will take you to heaven. But someone said, I'm doing the best I can. Wonderful. But listen, it is not what you do saves your soul. I'll tell you what the poet said again. I could not work my soul to save. That work my Lord has done. But I would work like any slave from love to God's dear Son. Now, beloved friend, we're leaving that, passing on. And the next one I want to speak about is John the Baptist. He is called in this 10th chapter the porter. And in other words, he was the herald. He was the announcer of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So when our Savior came to earth and began his public ministry, there was a man rose up by the name of John. And John went out to preach to the nation of Israel. And John brought before them the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And he made these words fell on their ears. And that nation knew, if that man is going to take away the sin of the world, then his blood must be shed. Now remember, in the Old Testament, there were sacrifices and offerings. It could be a heifer. It could be a sheep. It could be something like that. God would accept the lamb, and the man would go free. In fact, the Word of God says, he shall bring the lamb, and he's going to tie it to the altar, and he's going to bind it hand and foot, and the knife is going to go into its heart. And then the Word of God says, it shall be accepted for him. The lamb died, and the man went home free. Back again to his home to tell his wife and family, something died for me. Something died for me. It was a little lamb, and God accepted that lamb. Now, beloved friends, we're not going to say something died for me, but we're going to say Christ died for me. And that's according to the Scriptures, and the Word of God says Christ died for our sins, and he shall be accepted for thee. And the Word of God said that he made us accepted in his beloved Son. Oh, friends, it's a Savior that you need. It is not the church you need. A man said to me on one occasion, well, what church do you belong to? I said, mister, I'm not preaching church. I'm preaching Christ and him crucified. And our Savior said this, upon this rock I will build my church. And the Savior gave us a church, and we have no need for any other. every man and woman, boy and girl, that as lost sinners have come to Christ for salvation. Hundreds and millions over the past year and years have turned to the Savior. When they come as sinners, and they receive the Savior that died in their place. We stand by and look on, and again we hear John say, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Well, dear, John was a porter. He was a herald. I don't like that word, especially porter. You always think of someone doing the menial task. But anyway, our John the Baptist came. He's called the porter, or in other words, he's called the herald. And John said, when he was speaking, they said to John, all men are forsaking you and they're turning to the Savior. Then dear John stood out and said, he must increase, but I must decrease. John went out of sight and brought the Savior before the people. And so, beloved friend, we would like to keep out of sight and bring the Savior to you. Now again, let me repeat, there's the Good Shepherd spoken of in this chapter, and the Good Shepherd spoken of in the 23rd Psalm. And one thing more, David said this, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And so, beloved friends, if you in reality know that Savior, we'll meet you in the kingdom of God. I think as we must draw this message to a close in a moment of time, I want to press on your hearts and minds, God furnished us a Savior. God gave us a shepherd and one that could die for the sheep. Now, I want you to look at two more portions here. One is, there's a hireling. That's a man that you can hire and fire, and he's not a man with any interest in God's people. And then there is the wolf. Now, he speaks of the hireling. He said when he sees the wolf coming, he leaves the flock and he scampers away for his own life. And he doesn't care for the sheep, but our good shepherd said, I lay down my life for the sheep. And in his own power, he went to the cross, and there allowed them to spike him hands and feet, and a Roman spear went into his heart. There he died in full payment for your sin. If you receive him now, beloved friends, we will meet you in the kingdom of our God. Now, if you had any help, we'll be glad. And if you want further help, drop us a line in care of this station, and God bless you.